All right, scripted live videos or winging it, as in you have no plan, you're turning on your live video, and you're running with it. Let's talk about that. All right, folks, Todd.live, welcome to another edition of Entrepreneur Live Video. Oh, and that's the wrong button. I knew I was going to get the wrong button there. Entrepreneur Live Video, let's try that again. There we go. So I'm using the Rodecaster, right? I'm using the Rodecaster Pro today. I don't always use it. And I keep a list of what the buttons do handy. And I thought I had it in here in my spreadsheet for this particular podcast, but it's actually in my grammar school podcast. So I didn't have it. So I've got several sound effects. Let's go through. I don't know if I've ever played them for you, but I've got the song that you've already heard. I got the applause. I've got a drum beat. So in case I tell a really good joke, I can give you a little drum beat. I've got some crickets chirping. So if I think nobody's listening to the show or nobody's listening to me, if I really want to play some crickets, I can play them. Some of these are preloaded. In fact, all of the sound effects are preloaded. Of course, if I say something funny or that I think is funny, at least I can, you know, I can bring in some laughter. We've already heard that if I flop on my face, yeah, a wah, and then there's suspense, which I probably will never use. And then there's magic, which I probably won't use that either, unless I want to try to put you in a trance or something along those lines. But anyway, what is today's topic? Today's topic is scripted live videos or winging it. Okay. Or doing a combo. I don't generally script anything. Okay. I don't script this podcast. I don't script my live videos. I don't script anything. I don't feel like I need to, and maybe I'm wrong there, but it's just not the kind of broadcaster that I am. To have some big game plan with a checklist and all sorts of things to make sure that I get into the show. And, you know, I think that's great for organizational purposes so that you can put on a show that flows, that makes sense, that so you don't miss things, so you don't forget things, so that you lead your audience into various directions. So, you know, if you've got, say, a call to action somewhere during the show, you can bring it in at the right time. And I may toy with that, actually, as we move into the future with my live videos, because it is important to have call to actions in your live videos, and it is important to do them at the right time. On the other hand, overall shows flow, shows tend to flow a lot better. They tend to have more interesting conversations. They tend to have better engagement with the audience. They tend to have better engagement, especially if you're having a guest on, between the guest and the host, when there's not this agenda. There's not a checklist of all the things that you need to, you know, be able to check the list. And, you know, when you have the checklists, and I've been on live videos where people have checklists on me and they want to, you know, check the box and get my answer to all these different questions, and there's no flow. It's just checking lists. There's no flow. There's no real conversation happening. It's, all right, Todd, I know that you've done 1,000 podcasts. What's your thoughts on podcasting? Well, the answer kind of answers itself, or the question kind of answers itself there, because if I've done 1,000 of them, one, what do you think my answer is to that question? I certainly believe in podcasting. I certainly believe in the value of podcasting if I'm going to do 1,000 episodes. So, you know, checklists, you often miss things. You don't always think things through when you create your questions. Or people don't. And I know when I started broadcasting, I had a checklist. I had a list of things that I wanted to get, and I wanted to make sure that I hit certain topics and things. And I really wound myself up tight worrying about doing it right, and what does my guest think, and what does my audience think, and I really wanted it to be awesome. And over time, I found that being awesome is being yourself, being, you know, having a conversation that works for you and for your guests. Maybe some guests need a checklist. Maybe some guests, you know, that's how it's going to operate better for them. Maybe other guests not. Maybe it depends on how well you know a person. Like if I have Professor Nez on or Ross Brand come on or Owen Video come on, I don't need a checklist. I don't need a list of things to talk to them about because that conversation is going to be golden because I know them really well. And I've interacted with them a ton. And it's just two friends getting together and talking shop. On the other hand, let's say I decide to have Warren Buffett come on, and Warren Buffett, more importantly than I decide to have Warren Buffett on, Warren Buffett decides to appear on my show, right? The chances of that happening, I have a better chance of jumping in the air and landing on an asteroid. But, you know, you need to do what you need to do. You need to do what works for you. You need to do what works for your guest. You need to do what works for the subject matter and the niche. At the end of the day, the word is subjective. And you should think about this with each and every broadcast. How are you going to go about doing it? For me, most of the time, I have a broadcast, whether it's live video or whether it's podcasting, I have a name for the show and that's it. And I probably give more thought to lunchtime sandwich condiments than I do the script, you know, whether I'm going to have mustard or ketchup on a hot dog, which, I mean, I don't even spend that to illustrate the point. I don't spend any time deciding that because no one in their right mind puts ketchup on a hot dog. But the point is that that's how much thought I give it. That's how much thought I give my title. I come up with a title and I just wing it. Now on YouTube, I'm going to create a YouTube video and I want it to rank and I want it to this and that. Now I put more time into the title, but like for podcasting, when I have 365 of these a year, I'm just going to come up with a quick name and talk about it. And I do that a lot of the times with live video, particularly if it's impromptu, like Instagram Lives. I just come up with a quick title and roll with it. How do you title an Instagram video? You send an email to yourself with your title in it. You copy and paste it into the comments in your Instagram Live once you get started. And then you can pin the comment to the top, and that works as your title. And it's better if you put an emoji in there so that it gives it some pop and it stands out from the other comments. Folks, that's it today. Scripted live videos are winging it. I fall in the middle somewhere, and it is totally subjective. How about you? Todd.live on Instagram if you want to chat about this further.